Escapada's natural gas discovery in Cook Inlet offers another option for getting a cleaner, more affordable energy source to Fairbanks. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, it offers a potential alternative to an in-state gas pipeline from the North Slope.
The Big Cook Inlet gas find was part of the discussion at a meeting of the State House and Senate Joint Committee on In-State Gas in Fairbanks Wednesday. Fairbanks State Senator Joe Pascvan says the discovery presents a new gas pipeline option for Fairbanks.
For the immediate interior Alaska needs, it may be an idea to build a 20-inch line from Big Lake north to interior Alaska.
Pascvan says even at current low-side estimates, the Escapada find is a potential game changer for in-state energy.
You know, at 3.5 trillion cubic feet, there is enough for distribution internally in Alaska for decades.
The gas could be developed within a couple of years, but pipeline construction would take several more. Fairbanks Senator Joe Thomas says that's good long term, but Fairbanks residents struggling with high energy prices and poor air quality need more immediate help.
Fairbanks still needs to look out for itself as far as a project like the gas trucking. And of course, you have to have distribution. So both of those issues have risen to the top here now as to what we do.
Sponsors of two projects in the works to truck LNG from the North Slope to Fairbanks were at the Gas Caucus meeting. Golden Valley Electric Co-op and Flint Hills Refinery are partnering to bring gas to town for their own use, a plan GVEA says will reduce consumer power bills 2.5%. Golden Valley CEO Brian Newton says the utility is also in talks with companies interested in distributing gas for local heating use.
We've got quite a few interested parties. We're working with them right now to sign confidentiality agreements, and we'll be working with them to narrow their demands and blend it with ours.
The most obvious entity to take on that aspect of the project is Fairbanks Natural Gas, a company which already has a fleet of tanker trucks, a local storage facility, and limited local distribution network. FNG originally took up the gas trucking idea, but CEO Dan Britton says they've only had preliminary discussions with GVEA and Flint Hills about their project. Britton says FNG is focused on going it alone.
Our plan is to produce a product that's for the entire interior, including Golden Valley, Flint Hills, and the heating market.
Britton says Fairbanks Natural Gas is at least a year ahead of Golden Valley and Flint Hills on a gas trucking project, including permitting, engineering, site location, and supply contract issues. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.